It's 6:45. This is Morning Edition on KYR 89.1. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders held her first campaign rally yesterday evening in her bid to become governor of Arkansas. KYR's Michael Hiblin was at the event in Benton.
In front of an enthusiastic crowd of supporters, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was introduced by her father, former Governor Mike Huckabee.
She understands why she wants to run, what she will do when elected, and I believe with all my heart, and this is hard to say, for reasons that will make perfect sense when I say it, I think she will be the best governor Arkansas ever had.
Sanders said she was proud of her father and her recent work in Washington.
I'm the former White House press secretary for President Donald Trump. And that, too, is something I'm very proud of. I'm proud of the fact that we had a president who did exactly what he said he was going to do. How refreshing was it to have a politician who actually delivered on the promises that he made instead of the weak and incompetent leadership that we have in Washington right now?
Sanders said she was tired of Arkansas, ranking near the bottom compared to other states in many categories, and suggested she has the leadership to make improvements. But Sanders did not offer specifics on issues like the COVID-19 pandemic, education, or tax policy. She also defended her focus on national issues.
I keep hearing, oh, there's that Sarah Sanders. She's nationalizing the race. And my answer to those people, you bet I am. Because if you are not, you are missing what is happening in our country. We have people in Washington, in leadership, the radical left, that are not okay just changing policy. They want to fundamentally change who we are as a country. And we cannot sit back and do nothing and allow that to happen.
She did not mention her Republican primary opponent, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, during the rally. Rutledge has repeatedly suggested Sanders does not have the experience needed to become governor. And Rutledge's campaign said Monday her record on the issues is superior to Sanders' rhetoric. Sanders wrapped up the rally by telling the crowd,
I'm running to be your voice. I'm running to be your fighter. I'm running to be on the front lines because I can assure you that our governors across this country are going to be our last line of defense, and they're going to have to be tough enough and smart enough to not only fight back but lead us forward. And I know I can be the leader that Arkansas needs.
Sanders did not take questions from reporters. No official attendance was available, but campaign manager Chris Caldwell said more than 1,500 barbecue sandwiches were served. Among those who came to hear Sanders speak was Jerry and Sharon Galloway, who recently moved to Bryant.
My wife wouldn't miss this event. We moved from Frisco, Texas here, and during the last sequence, she was at Ted Cruz rallies, and she was a 24-hour Donald Trump junkie. And of course, every time Sarah Sanders was up at the podium in front of the White House, she was watching because she's an Arkansan.
Today, Sanders has campaign stops in Conway, Russellville, and Fort Smith. Among the appearances later in the week are visits to Jonesboro, Searcy, Cabot, Springdale, and Texarkana. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.